As always, the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose is drawing a name out of that because he had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
Dang it, I got my own name.
Right. Jose's got the shock collar while he's putting that on. Jeffrey, please read Jose the shock collar question of the day.
At the Academy Awards, the record for the most Oscars won by a single film is 11. It's a three-way tie between the movies Ben-Hur, Titanic, and Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. But did you know the record for the most Oscars won by an individual person in a single year is held by a Hollywood legend who one year took home four Oscars for four different films in just one glorious night? Who holds that record?
Wow.
How does that even
It's impressive.
You get like best supporting actress and actor? How does that even happen?
Maybe he did some sound work too. Yeah. I don't know.
He's doing the costuming for all the
holding the boomstick.
Oh my gosh. So who do you think is the king or queen of the Oscars?
Well, if you're a legend, I'm thinking like Jack Nicholson and like where people that would win like Meryl Streep.
Wait,
and
what about Robert Redford? Because he was a director. Yeah. And an actor at the same time.
Oh, that's what I need to be thinking about, is people that are directors and actors.
What about the redhead dude?
He's Ron being happy. Howard.
Ron Howard.
Ron
Howard. Thank you.
Wow, that's good. And you know who's been killing it lately in Hollywood? Clint Eastwood.
He's
not a director, and he won that.
Clint Eastwood's not bad. What about just Meryl Streep? Because she just kills it at the Academy.
That's what I was thinking, and I literally thought of her because she just
always wins
an armful.
Like, yeah. After that point, do you get excited anymore? You're like, whatever, another Oscar.
No, and where do you put them all?
You just give them to people.
They're like your white
Sell
elephant
them.
Present
yeah,
for,
exactly.
for the Christmas.
And this is for movies, Oscars.
Wow, that's good.
I know Frasier.
We just got to that.
Frasier on TV won three different ones for three different parts.
That's
like on four.
Emmys.
Yeah, he got it for Frasier, for Cheers, and for something else, so... I think I'm going to go with Clint Eastwood.
Not bad.
I'm going with Clint Eastwood.
That's a solid answer.
Yeah, and he's a legend.
The record for the person that's won the most Oscars in a single night happened back in 1954 when one man was nominated for six Academy Awards from six different movies he had done. At the end of the night, he took home a record four of them, including Best Documentary, Best Short Documentary, and Best Short Cartoon. That record is held by Hollywood film legend Walt Disney.
Come on.
Yeah, I didn't even think about
who's
that.
Who's putting out six movies in one year?
Yeah, I know. It's like someone needs to take a nap, man.
Yeah.
Producer Boyd brought in lyrics to When You Wish Upon a Star. Appropriate.
Yes.
For Walt Disney.
Very appropriate.
Jose will sing that before he gets shocked with the shock collar design for an extra large dog. Is it on?
Yes, it,
yeah, it is. All right, whenever you're ready.
This is my mom's favorite song. Shout out to you, Mom. When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you.
I feel like you knew exactly where I was going to shock you on that. Your voice started to change as soon as you said you.
Today's show was produced by Steve Gummy Candy Boyd and Jeff Gumming Randy DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.